the conflict has lasted much too long, and the suffering of the people has been terrible. So what UNMISS has been doing is first and foremost to urge the parties to sign a peace agreement, which they have now done, and to implement it in letter and spirit. And we continue to urge them to do so. Simultaneously, we are doing our very best to fulfill our mandate, namely to protect civilians wherever civilians are in need, and to facilitate humanitarian access. And we are also documented what is happening in terms of human rights abuses. But of course we are concerned because the people of South Sudan are suffering. Therefore, what we are trying to do is to urge the parties to implement the agreement they have signed. What we hear wherever we are in the country is that people want peace. People want to be able to rebuild their lives in peace. The whole intention was, when South Sudan became independent, a life in freedom, prosperity, and peace.
On the protection of civilians, how is UNMISS coping up with that?
Protection of civilians is much more than opening the gates. We have to remember that 1.6 million South Sudanese are internally displaced in South Sudan, and over 500,000 have fled to neighboring countries. So protection of civilians is about assisting those people in need wherever they are. Yes, we have 185,000 today living in our sites, but we are trying our very best also to project our presence outside the camp, and we have actually recently established forward operating bases in areas where the needs is very acute, like in Lea County and in Mundri, all in the effort to try and protect civilians in need wherever they are. We hope that it will be possible, when the peace agreement is implemented, for all internally displaced to safely return to their home and to pick up their lives.
How difficult or how is it assisting with the delivery of humanitarian assistance in the country at the moment?
All the humanitarian partners are doing their utmost to meet the needs of those suffering. They have two challenges. One challenge is to raise the funding they need, because there are many other parts of the world where there are refugees and people are in dire need. The second challenge they have here in South Sudan is to move freely around to get the supplies where they are needed. First of all, the infrastructure, especially during the rainy season, is very challenging. And secondly, unfortunately, not only UNMISS, but also our humanitarian partners ever so often have restrictions in movement, either by one party or another, or by gangs that stops our convoy on the road.